Okay.
All right.
I wasn't sure if we were recording. It looked different.
All right. We good? How confident are you?
Play it back.
2018 is the year I did play it back. In the right things. You ever realize when he's the least confident is like when you need him to be confident?
This is true. Like,
speak up, man. Speak up.
I don't know. I don't know nothing.
When we need him, hush, hush.
Yes, he's like, I know without a shadow of a doubt. I can hit 99 out of 100 free throws. She played the fiddle in an Irish band, but she fell in love with an Englishman. Kissed her on the neck and then I took her by the hands. A baby, I just wanna dance. I met her on Grafton Street, right outside of the bar. She shared a cigarette with me while her brother played. Welcome to Fourth and Ten, right here on ForceTisher.com, iTunes, Stitcher, the TuneIn radio app, all powered by the Blog Talk Radio Network. Thank you so much for being here. Happy New Year. First 4th and 10 of 2018.
Yeah.
I'm excited for this year and for this podcast. I think it's going to be great. Three comedians, 10 topics. The unofficial podcast of 2019. We're going to jump on. Yeah, we're going to jump on next year. So anybody who's the podcast 2018, you're 2000 late.
Ooh.
So my name's Nathan Owens. You can find me on Twitter at @IAM_Owens. Snapchat, Instagram is just I am Owens. It's great to be here in the new year with David Perdue.
I just want to say real quick before I get into anything, that Ed Sheeran song does not hold up in 2018 or 17. Did he say he just met this girl? He said, I kissed her on the neck and grabbed her by the hand. Bro, you need to introduce yourself first.
I mean,
he didn't introduce himself. Yeah. Just, I'm saying, let's go into this new year being a little bit more aware of what's going on. Nobody should be out here straight meeting people and kissing them on the neck.
Yeah, just, I mean, you can kiss on the neck eventually. I just feel like that's something you need permission
for.
Not
at the bar.
No.
You just met.
That just looks gross for everybody. It does just Nobody look gross. Likes that.
What's up, though, people? David Perdue here. Happy New Year to everybody. Follow me Instagram, Twitter, at do or die, at DUEORDIE. Tweet me if you like Ed Sheeran. I'm very interested in what people feel. If you doubt the reason why I'm saying that, because the pre-show, we talked about Ed Sheeran a little bit.
And of course, Damon Sumner.
What's going on, good people? Happy New Year. We in this thing, baby. 2018. We here. We made it. Hopefully, all of y'all made it. I had gunshots by my house, so hopefully, everybody made it home safely. Get at me on Twitter, DAMONJR. Excited for a new year of shows and podcasts and great adventures with you guys, yo. It's going to be a good one.
It's going to be a good year.
I'm excited. I think I've heard Ed like 13 seconds. That was the most I've ever heard of Ed.
Really?
Like, music.
How do you feel about it?
I could do it. I could do that. I don't know why I don't just make some songs randomly.
Yeah.
He I can't look like him. Mm-hmm. I just saw a picture of him. I was like, oh, that is not my look. But but yeah, you know, that's not much. That's why I just found out why people don't like him as much was because he changed his sound from all of this pop acoustic ballads to like full on party jams. Very poppy. Was that very poppy?
That was poppy.
That felt, especially compared to his old stuff.
Okay.
Very poppy.
Okay.
He used to be like Irish Jack Johnson.
Oh, Jack Johnson. I forgot about Jack Johnson.
I am currently forgetting about Jack Johnson.
Jack Johnson. I only knew like one album of Jack Johnson.
Yeah. Great. I might have had an album. Maybe.
You probably did. At least on maybe streamed.
Okay.
That's it. But we're excited for you guys. A couple things real quick. One, thank you so much for a great 2017.
Yes.
It was a fantastic year. A lot of things happened. We don't have enough time in the day. But we thank you guys so much for the support. We're excited. We've been planning and thinking and brainstorming about 2018 and how to make it better, how to make the podcast better, how to make everything better. And we got a lot of goals, and we're excited about that. One thing is Patreon. Patreon.com for sure. Exclusive content. Some of our patrons already got some of that little bonus episode.
Bonus episode, yeah, which was a lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Also shot a few days ago some challenges.
Oh, my goodness.
Great. We had some. Woo, can't give you all the details. It was a good one.
It
for
will
sure.
be worth it. This is not me trying to upsell nothing. It will be worth it because people don't really, like, I don't think people realize how much, to be a patron, all you need is like a dollar. Like, you can give us like a dollar a month.
So basically, there's a couple different features for it. Yeah, for the exclusive content. You've got a dollar. We're going to run this quick. We haven't told everybody exclusively. Like, people are like, how do I become a patron? Well, we got you here. So basically, you go to patreon.com. You look for us, 4th and 10. You subscribe. You join us on there. And for a dollar, real quick, the package you get We'll give a well, you get shouted out. We appreciate you for sure. You'll get access to voting for different show segments or the intro songs. So if you're like, man, I want to vote for Not Ever Hearing Ed Again.
Yeah,
you can be a part of that team.
Anti-Ed.
As well as any bonus episodes that we do. That's exclusively for patrons.
Yeah, like this last Christmas one.
That's it. You say, yo, all right, well, what if I want to give 12 quarters? All right, well, if you want to give that, you can get behind the scenes pre-show audio. We just dropped like 40 minutes of that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So you can really kind of listen to who we really are.
Yes.
Specifically Nathan Owens. And you got, we shoot you as well.
He finds more confidence that we must chop that. It's amazing.
We sent a real nice quality signed poster as well for you. You know what I'm saying? Which is real cool. For $2 more, $5 here, we give you everything we just said. Plus, you get put your name gets put into the bi-monthly giveaway that Aretha Burns just got
on
the
last podcast. Burns.
We got you, boo. Plus, we're going to be doing some quarterly Google Hangouts that's coming soon. On the lookout for that. So that's what you get if you want to get five. For 10, you say y'all get all of that. Plus, you get a chance to call in for a topic on the podcast. Your own personalized top 10 list will be read on the podcast. Plus, any bonus footage of challenges will be given to you. You don't want to miss out on that. That's going to be real good right there.
Mm-hmm.
You say, yo, man, I'm out here living life. I got a little disposable income. I'm going to throw $20 to 4th and 10. Some people have stopped listening, but there's three who have not. Is there one? You're going to get free entry to every 4th and 10 show in the city, out the city, exclusive Nate Hates, behind the scene footage of 4th and 10 on the road, and free merch anytime and every time something's released. And then if you are Bill Gates' friend, you're saying, yo, I have the audacity to give $50 to you guys every single month in the calendar. Yo, we're going to give you everything and some shape, form, or fashion. We're bringing you a live 4th and 10 show at your house. You heard it, yo. So, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? What if I get $50 a month one time? No, but we appreciate your love and support and sacrifice. But again, we want to be exclusive on telling you how you can join the bandwagon.
Yeah.
But if you just say, yo, I got 10 dimes, I can throw 10 dimes your way, get some bonus episodes.
Our goal is 500 patrons.
Our goal is 500 patrons.
500 patrons. When you literally people just giving a dollar.
That's it. When we hit 500 patrons, we're going to then give you the full video podcast. Video we're trying to make it more. We want you guys to be in this room because a lot of things go unsaid. And
faces
unseen.
Are made.
And, you know, so we're looking for 500 patrons. But we wanted to just say that exclusively. How do I become a patron? We got that a few times. That's how you do it. So, yeah. Again, though, more than anything, appreciate you guys riding with us
thank
as long
you.
As you have.
Yes, thank
though,
you so much.
That's the main thing.
It feels like PBS now.
You gotta let's keep moving. We got a rated a review for us, Dave.
We do
fresh
have
review
a
of
review.
The new year.
Fresh reviews is actually.
I mean, it's the first 20. One we're reading.
Okay, it is the first one we're reading.
Okay, all right. It's fresh though. It's new.
It is the fresh. It is fresh. It is from December 20th. It is from DJ6676. And the title is Rate for Goals. Mm-hmm. 5 stars.
All right.
Thank you.
5 stars. It says, I love this podcast. Want to help you to 100. Because remember we at, oh.
Look at this guy here keeping us on our toes.
Keeping us on our toes. We're trying to get to 100 reviews.
Make sure we don't forget to put that on our list later on, guys. There it goes.
I was like, what does this guy say? Oh, the thing we asked for people to do. Yes. We're trying to get to 100. If you don't know, we're trying to get to 100 reviews on iTunes by my birthday, which is in February.
All Come right. on up.
It says, I love this podcast. Want to help to 100. Dame is Maria. Nate's questionable understanding of life and David's mermaids are a great combo. Keep setting goals and knocking them down. Appreciate that.
Appreciate you, bro.
DJ6676. Yeah. We appreciate you so much.
Do you know what I like about that review?
What?
All the things that he liked about this were not sports.
Bruh.
Come on, man.
We don't stick to sports.
Yeah.
We bigger than
we
that,
can.
Baby.
If you like sports, we got you.
We'll hit you with some sports.
We good. We good.
It know, always cooler, starts cooler. With sports.
Right.
Sports. Yeah, we're starts. Under that umbrella.
Yeah. But we're comedians.
That's essentially what we are.
Yeah.
We're going to be giving you more comedy in the real world as well.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? So follow. Also, I don't think we ever really said as well, be more intentional. Mm-hmm. Follow 4th and 10
on Instagram.
Yes.
Get, join us on the Facebook page. We're going to be more intentional with that this year. We're turning a new leaf, baby. It's 2019. Yeah. Be great in 1-8. I know some church represent that guy, dog. We in these things.
Be
so,
great.
You know what I'm saying?
In 1-8.
So, all of that great stuff, man, is going to be good.
It's going to be fun. New year, new me.
Ooh, Nathan. Let's see if it's Nathan Owens, a new one. Let's see.
All right. Well, let's jump right into
let's get
it.
Into
let's
it.
Do it. First topic, let's talk about New Year's.
Mm-hmm.
How'd you guys spend New Year's Eve last night?
How'd you spend New Year's Eve last night?
I spent New Year's Eve last night. It was great. I played Madden, and I watched 30 Rock on my phone, and then I looked down, and I was like, oh, it's 12:07. All right. Happy New Year.
You did all that by yourself?
Yeah. Well, just me and Marley. I'm house sitting.
The wolf dog.
So me and... It took her... I did feel bad for her. She's not a fan of fireworks.
Okay.
And people right behind us were shooting off fireworks.
You sure they were fireworks?
Yes.
Okay.
Or flares. Maybe they were just road flares.
Either way, we know what neighborhood you're in. Okay. The fact that you said fireworks or flares.
Or flares.
I'm saying it because I saw the light.
I see. I got you.
And so...
Side note, if you don't know officially now, Dan Duncan ain't in this building.
He's not. Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So that's important. Shout out to Dan. Happy New Year. They're out there living life. You hear me? Living life.
Right in the Rose Bowl.
He's Woo! At the Rose Bowl.
Going down. A couple hours.
That's so cool.
So anyway, you're with the dog.
So yeah, so she's not happy about the fireworks. Mm. So she hides. She hides all night. So then it's just me. And it was good.
What did you eat for dinner?
I got something from Uber Eats. It wasn't great.
Uber Eats?
Yeah, just
living life. Wasn't great.
It wasn't great.
Wasn't a great
it was
last
kinda,
meal.
It was kind of my last meal before, you know, getting...
Trying to do it right.
What'd you get? What's your last meal?
I don't know.
You don't know what you put into your body?
I had 10
literally less than 12 hours ago.
I had 10 Lizzie's for lunch.
That's problematic. I don't know what I just put into my body.
Yeah, you had a Filet-O-Fish for lunch.
No, I had 10 Lizzie's for lunch.
Oh, okay.
And then for dinner, it was someplace that had this... It had mac and cheese as an entree, and that's what attracted me to it. And the mac and cheese was great.
As an entree?
Yes.
Whoa.
It was like macaroni and cheese and chicken. Mm. It was a whole ordeal. And but the sandwich I got with it was less than...
Wait. The mac and cheese was the entree?
The mac and cheese was the entree, and then I was like, well, I don't know if that's... I didn't trust the mac and cheese as an entree. I should have. I ate the sandwich today.
Uh-huh.
I should have trusted the mac and cheese as an entree, but I was like, there's no way mac and cheese. That's not an entree. I'll get a sandwich.
Let alone should be ordering the mac and cheese as an entree.
It was good.
I don't doubt it. Mac and cheese is always usually pretty good.
It was very good.
As a side dish.
Yeah. What? Only time I ever had mac and cheese as an entree was lobster mac and cheese.
Oh.
Yeah, it was not good.
So you never just made a box of Kraft mac and cheese for lunch?
Boy, stop. What?
Just had a bowl of mac and cheese for lunch?
First of all.
Wait, you said...
You said I didn't. You eat mac and cheese like it's...
What?
No.
Mac and cheese for lunch by yourself, uno, and you ate the whole box, bro?
Yeah, it's just a bowl. It's about the size of a bowl of cereal.
No, it ain't just a bowl. It feeds a family of three.
No, it doesn't. That's...
What?
No, it fits in a bowl like a bowl of cereal.
First of all, I ain't.
We're using a popcorn bowl.
Yeah. No, the big spoon.
I've eaten it so many times for lunch. It's very simple.
As an adult?
Yeah.
Oh man.
What you put in there? You put like some brisket in there or something?
No, you just
some sliced sandwich meat. What you put in that bad boy?
How'd you doctor it up?
What you do?
He looking at us like he's crazy.
Did you put salt and pepper in there?
A bologna.
No, it doesn't need salt and pepper. It's got everything it needs.
Oh my gosh.
Lay. New Year, same Nate.
You don't do nothing to the macaroni and cheese.
You put salt and pepper on box mac and cheese?
I'm really, literally, just so we're clear, I'm not laughing with you. I'm laughing at
yes.
you.
Yeah. I also would like to double on that. This laughter coming your way is not like we're in this together. It's sound silly.
You cook, as an adult, an entire box of mac and cheese, right? I'm assuming it's name brand.
Yeah, it's Kraft or Velveeta if you're feeling fancy.
Then you cook it. Right? You do not do any type of seasoning to this box mac and cheese.
No, they've already got the powder.
Whoa.
This is that Kool-Aid stuff. It's that Kool-Aid stuff we talked about.
This is why you always order chicken fingers, bro.
This boy, and then you put it in a bowl.
I think it's like half a cup of milk and then the powder and then like,
I'm very happy he used milk. I assumed he used water.
Assumed he used the water.
Yeah, I did.
It's 1 point out of 100.
Yeah.
And then you eat the whole thing by yourself.
Yeah, it's lunch sometimes.
Oh, boy. Ooh, I hope everybody else is listening and laughing at this. This is good, boy.
You don't put nothing on it.
What's that, salt and pepper?
Salt and pepper.
I thought you were going to cut up some hot dog meat or something, bro.
Something.
No, I don't like that in my macaroni and cheese. I've had it before.
You don't like anything in your macaroni and cheese.
Yeah. I like cheese and macaroni.
Wait, you don't
like
macaroni and cheese. Milk and
you don't
packaged
even like
powder.
Cheese because you use the package. Like, do you even put like real cheese on top or something?
Do you put
like
the real cheese in there?
I don't when I'm dealing with box mac and cheese.
Why not? Because you trust their box,
I trust that
powdery
this is,
cheese.
This is the taste that they were going for. So
that they
taste.
Were going. This is what I'm talking about. What? You trust what they do? It's yours. You get to do with it what you want.
No, it's not. It's not mine.
You do not trust yourself with seasoning?
I don't
seasoning?
Trust myself.
All right. That makes some sense. I wouldn't trust you with seasoning.
Somebody shoot. Everybody tweet him New Year resolutions, yo.
Yeah,
he needs
tweet Nate New Year's resolutions.
Now, the thing is, my mom has the best mac and cheese recipe.
Have you tried to learn and do her mac and cheese?
No, I haven't yet. Yet. I will.
No,
okay. That's
he
one
won't.
Of those things.
He said we're like when he's 50.
He won't do it.
He's hosting Thanksgiving at his house. You need to start yesterday, brother. Yeah.
No more box.
Boxes? Well, your mom has the best recipe for mac and cheese.
Your mom
she
can
does.
Cook.
It just takes a while.
You ain't got nothing to do.
It's not, but like for lunch, I can make boxed mac and cheese in like 15 minutes.
But you can make it last night, and then you just got some delicious.
That
there
feels before. Wrong. I don't do 15
minutes.
Yeah.
I mean, you think you just
no,
boil.
No, that's what it is.
Yeah, you just boil
but
the noodles.
That's also why I'm not very big on just like boxed macaroni and cheese. But if I did, I would doctor it up.
You got to do something with it, bro.
I wouldn't just be
at
like.
At base.
I trust the makers of this powder dust.
At base, you're putting salt and pepper in it.
Yeah, at base, bro.
At base, bro.
I don't even know what this topic
was. I probably
was.
Put how we started the year.
We're just
starting where we left off.
Yes, left off.
With Nathan Owens
failing, and we're trying to get his
I
life
might
together.
I throw a little garlic salt in there.
You
who knows
throw no
what
garlic
I might
salt
do in there.
Like that in there.
Might just crumble some feta cheese.
I get some bacon.
Ooh,
come on, man!
You ain't throw bacon bits in there.
I've never thought. I was just like, this is what it is, and this is what I'm eating.
We're learning. I'm learning about Nate.
What are you learning about him?
Your width of imagination is so tiny that you would just get boxed macaroni and cheese and like this is the way it is. This is how macaroni and cheese is. A goal I'm gonna have for you. I'm gonna have to invite you over my parents' house when my mom cooks.
Okay,
and watch your head explode. When she gives you or something like macaroni and cheese or something like that, and you're like, "What are these flavors?" And my mom's like, it's just bangs these salt and pepper." Like, I never even knew that salt and pepper existed, or I don't know. Like, my mom makes great macaroni and cheese. Point is, you gotta expand. You don't trust yourself with the flavors.
It's
you
just,
know.
It's just when it's lunch. If it was dinner, it'd probably be different.
No, it wouldn't.
But
let's
lunch,
be real. Let's
lunch
be real. Don't
much.
Lie to us, Nate.
Would you, do it?
You wouldn't do nothing.
If
different.
You're making dinner for yourself, you're making it the same way.
Yeah.
What are you talking
you
about?
You know
you're in the
you
same
are.
House
I probably
the
have,
same amount of time.
I probably have something else. I probably don't eat the whole box, and I have something else with it.
Restraint. Because it's dinner?
Yeah, because it's dinner, and I want more.
But if you're making it at the house, you have the same amount of time, the same amount of freedom.
Yeah.
As long as you hear yourself.
Lunch,
as long as
I know,
you hear yourself.
I know. Lunch is just a different mentality than
you.
Dinner.
Just get it and go.
Yeah.
Get
you
it and
a
go.
A bigger lunch than dinner?
I actually am trying to now. Apparently, you're supposed to do that.
Are you doing like an intermediate fast or something like that?
I don't know what I'm doing, to be honest. I gotta figure out what I'm doing.
I don't know, but you've been slimming, right? You got the app going, right?
I did.
Yeah. Maybe out here.
I fell all the way off the horse visiting home for Christmas.
Everybody does. That's kind of
That's what happens when you're forced with a challenge and then you go around your family, apparently. We've learned that. We're going to drink water all day. Thanksgiving. Forget about that water. I want iced tea.
Cares about friendship.
Yeah. So,
I was
I'm not surprised by this falling off at all, Nathan.
We are the same people as last year. I thought we were going to do better. Shoot me. I thought we were going to change. And it's still here.
I was counting calories, and you can see where it's like good day, good day, good day, good day, good day. Over. Over. Good day, good day, good day.
I like how you still counted even though you knew you were gonna go over.
Look, you have to. You have to be honest with yourself and with the app.
There you go.
I hear you. That's all good. Right.
Anyway,
let's keep it moving.
Yeah, my 2018.
Go ahead.
I didn't do nothing either.
I'll stay at the house. My wife
hang
my,
out with your friends.
My son went to a little party, whatever. The girls were asleep. I stayed home. And chilled out. It was a good time.
Yeah, I went over a lifelong friend's house.
Yep.
She made me sign a bunch of copies of my last year's Creative Loving People to watch that she just had. So that was awkward, just in the middle of the party and people looking at me, and I'm just like, she's like, I
like
have
posters?
The magazine, the Creative Loving.
Oh, she had like several of those.
Several of them. And
really?
She was just like, just sign these. And I was like, I don't want to.
Like right here?
Yeah, I'm signing them over at the kitchen. People having fun around. I'm just like, it's like we couldn't do this at another time.
A different time?
She's like, I don't know when I'm going to see you.
I've got an hour tomorrow.
Yeah.
If you wanted to.
Yeah.
I hear you. Milk me. I got you.
All right. Let's go.
Oh, boy. That's fun. Let's keep it moving here. Second topic here. A little NFL. We talk sports. It starts with sports and then it maneuvers.
And it maneuvers.
The Browns. Cleveland Browns. 0-16. They win 0 games and earn millions of dollars. This is the second time this happened in the NFL season, in the history of the NFL. The Lions back 07, 08, something like that, did it. And now the Cleveland Browns, if they had a chance to win, like a minute and a half left, receiver drops the ball, hope fades away, 0-16. Forgettable losers, some call them. They're also potentially thinking of doing a parade and potentially firing their head coach. A lot of issues. Probably going to have the number one pick again. And this is not good. I think, one, this what we think should be, should there be any consequences for losing like this as a professional athlete, both financially or non-financially, as well as loserdom as a people, as a human race? Should there be any consequences as well?
For losing?
Just losing. You know, because we're in a world now where when we're losing is watered down, right? Trophies and this, that. We've talked about that a few times on the podcast. So let's just talk about losing Browns or exclusively in general.
So, all right, the Browns.
Browns.
I think the head coach should be fired.
Gotta go.
You can't. I can't.
Zero
I can't
games.
You no more.
Zero
you
games.
No
bro?
Games.
Come on, man.
Well, not only that, he's 1-31 overall.
Ooh. Wow. Yeah, you got to get out of here. I think it's Hugh Jackson.
Yeah.
Yeah, there.
Yeah, you got to go, Hugh. They got to get rid of. Honestly, you know what they got to do? They got to send another. They got to send another big truck and just haul that whole team away, just like they did last time. Send them to Baltimore to take it, but send them somewhere else. Ugh. People in Cleveland have good sports fans.
They got good sports fans.
People keep showing up.
Keep showing
they
up.
Care.
Pay money.
And
buy
like,
jerseys.
It seems like it's a football city that just don't love the football team. Doesn't love to like they're not good, and the front office makes terrible decisions. Like, think about all the quarterbacks that they did. They could have got Deshaun Watson. They needed a quarterback. Got no quarterback. I don't know one player. They are the forgettable losers. I didn't know they were that bad until you were like, 0-16.
1-31.
1-31.
Wow. Was that three seasons?
That's, yeah. His record as the Browns head coach.
Two seasons.
Is 1-30. I mean, you could argue Josh Gordon was the most interesting story they had all year.
Yeah.
And he didn't play most of the year.
Right. True.
So.
Yeah,
it's bad.
It's pretty bad. Trying to think of not individual losses, but like something. If you were a fan, what is your reaction if you're a fan in that city?
Oh well, if I would not personally, and I've never done it, but if I was a season ticket holder, I'm not getting season tickets next year. That's off top. That's one thing for myself personally. If my team wins zero games, I'm a hardworking man trying to take care of my family. And you give me zero, because I'm leaving that event every time frustrated and angry, right? I'm not saying I'm not going to go to a game. That's a bit much. But I can't give you, I can't throw down a season ticket. So that's one thing off top you're losing from me.
I think what's interesting, I think no one will about this. Like, what if there are fans who lost so much? Like, we're the losers. So you go to watch them lose. Because it's like, we're just entertainment.
Sure, sure, sure.
Like, you don't feel... I guarantee you, they don't feel bad every time they go and they
sure,
watch
sure,
them
sure.
lose.
Sure, sure, sure. There's definitely a population
right?
like that, yeah.
So I'm like, yo, what if that's just... that's just that we're going to be the team. If you like us fans, we're going to be the team. We're going to be so bad.
Mm-hmm.
But bad in entertainment.
Like, it becomes like the social event now where you're just like... watching us.
Or just like a bad drown. Movie. You know, everybody has a bad movie that
everybody's
they love
got a bad
watching.
Movie they enjoy.
This is football's version of the bad movie
Boom.
That everybody, we like to kick them when they're down.
Mm.
They're the butt of every joke.
Mm.
You know, it's, I don't know. I can't see, I don't even throw like you get paid so much money you should win. Like if you're not good at it,
no.
Who cares how much money they're paying? You're not as good as the other team. But yeah, they got to do something. You can't, that city deserves better than that.
No, they don't. That city's fine.
Have you been there?
Cleveland has LeBron.
Have you been there?
And the Indians are competing for a World Series every year.
No, they're not.
With this
every
roster.
Year, we're talking about that maybe the last 2 years. What are you
the
talking
last two
about?
Years? But they haven't lost anybody. That's what I'm saying. So for
and
the
they haven't won the World Series
for the foreseeable future, the Indians are good. They're one of the best teams in the AL.
They're not fine.
You have LeBron. You have the greatest player of all time in your city. I don't care that your football team
is the worst. Football team.
I don't feel sorry for you at
You've
all.
Never been to Cleveland,
I don't.
Have you?
No.
Yeah.
I haven't.
If you've been to Cleveland, you're like, they deserve better than this.
I'm not going to feel sorry for them. You got to watch.
Why?
Because you got to watch LeBron.
Is it because your teams don't, like, one, don't ever get a good player and we're always average?
That's part
of
it.
Is that what it is?
I'm saying I'm not going to feel bad for you.
Are you mad no one feels bad for Atlanta?
Oh, no. I don't want this.
You do.
This lovable loser pity that ESPN bestows upon some cities and doesn't bestow on others.
That's what I'm saying. The heart of it. You want ESPN to feel bad for us.
No, I don't, because Atlanta's above ESPN's pity. That's what I'm saying. ESPN has dubbed certain teams and certain franchises these lovable losers. When Cleveland doesn't, you don't deserve that title, especially for the Browns.
Do.
Cleveland, you've been very bad, and not in a silly, lovable way. This isn't like the worst to first Mets, where it was at least like colorful characters. Like this is just a very bland team ran by a terrible GM who hired a terrible head coach and put very bad players on the field. This isn't fun or silly or dumb. Everybody should lose their job. Everybody in that front office should lose your job.
From a fan's perspective, though.
From a fan's perspective.
You don't care about them.
I don't care about you.
I know.
Go watch basketball. Go watch, get excited about baseball. Like, there's other things to do. I'm sorry that your football team that hasn't been good since there were leather helmets. I'm sorry they didn't do well this year.
This all stems from
you have
Falcons
LeBron.
The three blow.
Oh boy,
this does.
It
does. It does. The reason why I know it does is because you're grinning right now.
It does.
You, as an Atlanta fan, you hate. Yeah, you're a butthead. You're upset that our teams don't get nearly enough coverage.
No. I don't want
you,
that.
But you do want coverage. I didn't say good positive. You feel like we're disrespected in the amount of coverage that we get.
Oh, absolutely.
And you can't. But who? We're just a big tease. The sports, we gave up on caring about Atlanta, most big sports, because it's like they don't come through. They never come through.
Hardly so any cities come through, though. If you think about it, people talk about parity in sports. There hasn't been a ton of parity in sports. So that means 80% of the country has a team that's going to disappoint them.
Right. So why are you mad?
Because people are going to glorify 0-16. If they throw this stupid parade to glorify losers, it's like, what are you doing?
No, they definitely shouldn't do no parade.
Stop having no consequences for being bad.
Some people going to lose their job.
What's your consequences for when you bomb?
My consequence is I bombed. That's my consequence.
No. They lost
16
games, so that's a consequence. You're saying they need more consequences. So my question is, what is your consequence?
They need more social consequences.
What's your consequences for when you bomb? Any of us?
I mean, it's embarrassment. There's a chance that you lose, I don't know what the right term is, good favor with people that are potential bookers.
Reputation might take a hit.
Yeah.
What do you do to yourself, though?
Do you do anything for yourself or to yourself?
I gotta deserve punishment for this bomb.
I gotta stop. I used to stress eat after bombs.
Ooh, stress eat.
That's not a good.
I didn't get one right there.
Because they used to, especially when I lived in Flyer Branch, because then it's like an hour of just seeping
in there. Poison in your body.
I do re-listen to it one more time. Re-listen to it once.
Mm-hmm.
Try to find something positive.
Mm-hmm.
And then I delete it.
I see. You do anything to yourself, David, when you bomb?
No.
Mm-hmm.
I treated like baseball. I was like, that was over.
That's it. Pick.
Yeah, move
on. Go to the sideline. Keep pushing.
It never happened. I move on.
I hear you.
Loser. I refuse to let this industry beat me up.
Hello. Come on. Let's keep pushing.
Yeah.
All right. Real quick, guys. This episode of 4th & 10 podcast is brought to you in part by We Society Apparel, Merchandise, and Inspiration to Change the World. Get 10% off any order at weapparel.co by using the code 4thDistrict. FORTH, not you, not the number. Go forth, district. Connect with We Society at weapparel.co to inspire bold action, unite together, resolve. We are the ones we are waiting for. We Society. So head over there, guys, and let them know that we sent you. Let them know it was 4th & 10. It'd be great. Next topic. Speaking about teams that I don't feel bad for this society either. The Bills are going to the playoffs for the first time since 1999. So congratulations to South Canada. You guys did it. Great job. You made it. First time since 99. I want to ask you guys, what were you doing the last time the Bills made the playoffs?
1999. What year did Britney Spears come out?
99,
right?
Check that out for us, Nate.
Like your first... I mean, yeah, she was like in the Mickey Mouse Club.
Hit me baby one more time.
Okay.
Was that the first one? Or was it Oops, I Did Again? Or was that the same song?
Oh, no, it was.
Was it Oops, I Did Again? No.
Hit me baby one more time.
Yeah, I think Oops, I Did Came Out of This. That's what you was rocking?
What I'm trying to say is, I was probably doing the same thing then as when I was, when they got this time, which was watching Britney Spears. Because I only saw her last night. She was, I was at the party and Britney Spears was in 99.
So Baby One More Time was 98. Oops, I Did It Again wasn't until 2000.
Yeah, I was about to say that's later. I knew that was a 2001. Anyway.
Crazy was 99. That's the
Okay. Well, yeah, I was probably watching Britney Spears. And then watching like last night. Did you see? I was watching TV and everybody was having a conversation. Everybody's talking not about Britney, just about whatever they're talking about. And I'm like, y'all, Britney on TV. Again.
Britney on, man.
What, we just gonna act like it's not happening?
Come on, man.
Party was weird.
Hey, I 13 years old, 1999. I was trying to keep cool about Y2K. That's what I was doing.
That's true, bro.
Listen, I was trying to keep cool externally about why
everybody told us we was going to die.
Like, what are y'all talking about, man? What are you saying? That's not.
Oh, you kept cool?
I kept cool about it, yo.
You
I
always kept cool, been a cool man. Customer.
I was, and I was like, what are y'all saying?
I was like, we going to die.
Bruh, it's really one of the craziest things in the sense of like anxiety that I've kind of come across in my, you know, 31 years of life. It was like
global anxiety.
Yeah, they were like, we are done.
Yeah.
I don't know how it started. I don't remember how it started, but they were
glitch.
Like,
so it was, yeah, so I think it was with the banks.
Yeah.
Something with the banks and the computers where they didn't set, or they were paraphrasing the years.
Uh-huh.
So the year was saying 97, 98, 99.
Yeah.
They were like, we haven't programmed them.
Computers and anything.
So they're going to think it's 1900.
Yeah.
And so then they're just all going to shut down.
Oh, William Taft and Teddy Roosevelt, and you go back to McKinley, and
people were saying planes were going to fly in the sky.
Buildings were coming down.
Stock market would just crash.
Everything be trash.
Y2K is original fake news.
The original fake news. Y2K was crazy, yo. It was crazy. So I was trying to keep cool about that because everybody was shaking in their boots. The grocery store was empty. Like, you mean, like, it was bananas. Everybody,
people built bunkers.
You would turn on the TV and they'd be like, yo, prepare yourself for Y2K. Y2K. Chris Jericho, shout out. And it was crazy, yo. That's what I was doing.
Nate, what was you doing 99?
So 99, that was the year Star Wars Episode 1 came out.
What? Episode 1.
And that was the greatest thing. At that point, that was the greatest movie I'd ever seen.
Episode 1?
Episode 1.
Mm.
Yeah, I saw it. So, yeah, I turned 9 after that movie came out. So, I'm 8 and 9 that year.
89 that year.
And it was just, it was crazy. I broke my ceiling fan with a double lightsaber.
You broke your ceiling? What are you doing with that? Why is your ceiling pie?
So, I got a lightsaber, and it was a double one. So, I'm practicing in my room with it, and I go for a strike.
Practicing for what?
Just Y2K.
Where did it pop off? Wait, you were gonna fight off a program with your lightsaber?
I wasn't sure.
Because that's what Y2K was. It was a glitch in the program.
Like this software.
You were practicing to fight code.
I wasn't sure what I was gonna do, but
the
I was
best coder in the land.
Yeah,
I was gonna be ready.
You gonna fight numbers with a lightsaber? I just want you to know what you said.
With
you
my
were
double
trying
lightsaber.
To do. With your double light, this will protect us from Y2K, Mom. Everybody, relax. I'll guards watch.
So I'm fighting just whatever in my room, and then I go for like an over the shoulder strike.
Yep.
I'm gonna strike straight down, and I hit like the globe that's protecting the light bulbs.
Yeah.
And the whole thing fell and then just shattered on the back of my neck. And I was shirtless at the time.
Shirtless?
So
you like shirtless, bro? Did everybody walk? Shirtless. Did your dad? We ain't gonna put him on blast. I feel like that's just a thing. People just walk around in their house shirtless.
If nobody's there, I do.
Like, literally nobody? I'm talking about just your family.
Oh, no. Even with my family there. No, I'm clothed.
Okay, because I know people who, like, if my family's here, I walk around shirtless.
No.
Good shape or bad shape.
Yeah, no. If my door's closed, I'm probably going to be shirtless.
Damn, really?
Yeah, just...
Are you a shirtless guy, David?
No, not really.
I just... I'm not knocking you. I literally am just intrigued on when people...
Not when it's cold.
Sure. Good weather in good your weather, room, private, you'll be shirtless.
It's nice. Boom, throw
just,
it off.
Just what does that do for you?
Oh, it's just nice.
It's just nice to just have that skin out.
It's weird that I like to be shirtless and I don't like bare feet.
I don't say it's weird. I'm intrigued.
You don't like bare feet?
I don't like bare feet.
Okay, now it's a little weird.
Now it's weird.
That is, all right.
That's weird.
You got covered. You got covered toes, but bare nipples.
I was about to do a very I was about to stereotype you.
Uh-oh.
Because I have a theory. White people don't like clothes. because they feel restricted. I remember doing a set one time and this lady was, it was summertime and I said something. And she was like, we don't, socks are restricting. She yelled it at me. And, I was just like, I get it. White people want freedom at all costs, at every level.
At every level.
Shirt freedom, sock freedom.
Only time my nipples are out if I'm in the shower. That's it. That's outside of that. I walk around after the shower with my hands just right there, just like two, just the index and the middle finger covering my nipples.
Mom, something, mommy, remember?
So you really, you're never shirtless.
Nah, I'm never shirtless. I mean, even when I was in the best shape of my life, I wasn't really shirtless. I mean, it's just, again, it's not a bad thing. I'm just intrigued on when I see it or hear about it.
I don't like my skin on other stuff that like,
Like your pillow, or you just walk around the bed, or stuff like that. The couch.
Yeah, like when I see people like work out with their shirt off, I'm like, but I like to have the shirt. You know what I'm saying? Like
the texture. But your feet. What's up with the feet though? You said you would have the feet bare.
I don't know. I think the bottom of my feet are ticklish.
Ticklish feet.
And I've never.
That means
liked
that
it.
Most of your body's ticklish then. If the bottom of your feet. When last ain't been tickled?
You seem very ticklish.
You do. Right there, I feel like it'd be a David.
We start right now.
We will not.
you won't. Here I come. No.
If you guys start tickling me, I'm opening Dan's door, and it's just gonna be me and the wolf dog. And
that man went 2-on-2.
Yeah, I was waiting for this moment.
I'm too ticklish. I don't like, because my body reacts too much to a tickle. It's not like a fun, like my body spasms if I get tickled.
You like start punching spasmer. People.
I had my feet under a coffee table one time and got tickled.
Oof.
And both feet came up and slammed into the coffee table.
This is a sign of being uptight. I just want you to know that.
I almost threw up one time because
tickled?
I was in the back seat. And so
how old are you in this story?
Early high school. And I'm in between my two sisters. And they're like, well, you can't get out of the car for 10 minutes.
We're going to tickle.
So we're just going to take turns tickling you. And I couldn't.
Couldn't.
I started
almost
dry
threw
heaving.
Up in your station wagon. That is ridiculous.
Plymouth Voyager.
The Voyager. Not the most attractive car, but efficient. Efficient for sure. I don't even remember what the story was. Well, that's good, though. Because that's what type of podcast we do,
Yeah, we out here.
Good times. Let's keep it pushing. Next topic. So the Orange Bowl went down. Just college football. If you're not watching college football, no big deal, because I haven't watched much of college football, but I'll probably watch a lot tonight. But Wisconsin, a player of Wisconsin, they win the Orange Bowl. They beat a team. They beat Miami.
Mm-hmm.
And then a player, as he's celebrating, he's got the hat. He's got the shirt on. He's a Orange Bowl champion. You know what I'm saying? He's feeling good. But then he eats an Orange Bowl,
mm-hmm.
like, in its entirety, like, peel and all, like just everything, the little itty bitty seeds in there. He just bites into it and just starts eating a whole orange
like a farm animal.
I personally in my life have never ever seen anybody eat an entire orange. I eat all of the of a potato. I get a baked potato, I eat all of it. I eat the skin as well.
Yeah,
but I have never seen anybody eat an entire, well, one also the skin is edible. I have never seen anybody eat an entire orange, peel and all.
2 days ago.
This is crazy.
2 days ago, my family, sometimes they'll like order food or whatever. And like, oh, Dave likes this kind of chicken from some restaurant.
Sure.
So I was like, yo, just give me orange chicken.
Boom.
Had ordered chicken plenty of times.
Plenty of times.
I get this, opens up. There are slices of orange peel in the chicken. Like, not, and like purposely. Like, this is what our orange chicken is.
Orange
and I was
peel.
Like, I was like, who does it? I had to pick out orange peels. Mm. For like 10 minutes.
Ooh.
Out of orange. And I wanted to be, and then my dad goes, yeah, we went there. And they were like, he's like, I noticed orange chicken wasn't on the menu. I was like, oh, they just made this for me and did not realize.
So they just put chicken and they're like, I guess he wants oranges.
Orange peel. Who? I was a farm animal, some kind of wild beast that just eats the peel. I couldn't eat it because it was like mixed in with rice and you can't see it right. And so I was like, I'm chewing rice and all of a sudden I'm like, oh, this rice is bitter. It's because it's an orange peel. Worst thing in my life. So this, when I saw this fool eat a whole orange like some kind of monster, I was like, I hope he has diarrhea. I hope something bad happens to him.
Ooh, the whole thing.
I will say, I think part of it was because it's orange. But I think like it's like a disrespect to Miami maybe. Like a Florida football team.
To what?
Not
eat an orange appropriately?
Yeah, or, you know, like eat it at them maybe. I don't know, because Miami, Florida is the orange state, right? So it's just like, we just dominated you in your state.
I'm going to eat this whole orange.
Eat this whole orange.
And then my organs going to be broken because I wanted 12 seconds of.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the frustrating thing is the orange is one of the most easiest fruit. It comes pre-sliced. Like God sliced it. Like that's what's cool about the orange. is that you don't even have to. You just, your job is just to peel it.
Just to peel it, just then it's already it. Oh, heavenly sliced. What's that guy sliced it up?
I just love hearing you say the easiest fruit. Now most I'm so easiest, curious about difficult easiest. Fruits for you.
Difficult fruits.
What's difficult fruit?
What's a difficult
banana?
Fruit for you?
Banana difficult
no,
to eat?
The banana's good. Is an avocado, is that a fruit?
If it has a seed, I believe.
I think anything that has a pit.
I think it's a fruit.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of anything
apples.
With a pit.
What makes that difficult?
Because I like to be able to eat the whole fruit.
Uh-huh.
I like
so
that,
the,
that
so
idea.
So the apple stops you.
So yeah, I love apple slices.
Then why is the orange? Because orange is the most difficult to, if you want to like get into. Like,
oh, but I hate peeling an orange.
Oh, no, you start at the top.
Yeah, no, we know how to peel an orange. Okay. We know how to tie our shoes and chew bubblegum, big dog. But
yeah. How does breathing work again? Is it in and out?
I didn't know if you guys were trying to like go in the middle. I've never thought it was difficult. That's why
your fingers can pick
but it
get
takes
in anywhere.
Difficult. What I mean by difficult is that it takes a longer time than say a banana.
But yeah. it's worth it.
But what I'm saying, we're talking about difficult, quote unquote.
No. Okay.
It takes a while to get to the orange.
Now I'm intrigued on everybody's top five fruits.
Top five fruits.
Because you said it's worth it. An orange is not worth
it. It's not worth it. Yeah. I passed up many an orange in my day.
Bro, are you serious?
I passed up.
I like the cuties because they're smaller.
Yeah.
And they feel easier.
They do.
To open. Because
you can get that in one peel.
Yeah, and I'm just good. But a full, if you gave me a full, like, mandarin, big body orange in season.
Yes.
No. It ain't going to be worth it.
Top five fruits.
Top five. No particular order, just the five fruits right now. Put on your plate, you're eating.
Blueberry.
Boom.
Banana.
Boom.
Strawberry.
Mm-hmm.
Grape.
Okay.
Lemon.
Boom.
Wow.
Yeah.
How you eating this lemon, David Perdue?
Oh, I just—it's multi-purpose.
What do you? Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I can do so much with a lemon.
Okay. But
yeah,
okay. All right.
I was thinking like fruit you would want to eat like with a like.
Yeah, get that. Get the lemon out of here, and I like the
no. Lemon stays because I put that on chicken. I put that on.
No, the one you gotta eat, David. Yeah. Give it one you gotta eat because you got
lemonade.
No.
You have to eat.
You're
this
eating
fruit.
The banana. You're eating the blueberry.
All
right. You said blueberry, banana, strawberry, grape, and
pear.
Boom. There it is.
Pear for sure.
What you got, Nathan Owens?
Grape, banana. Orange, mm-hmm. apple, cantaloupe.
Mm-hmm. The cantaloupe.
There's something about
cantaloupe. I hate
cantaloupe.
The smell of cantaloupe.
Cantaloupe's terrible.
Oh, I hate it.
I understand.
You say cantaloupe. What was the last two? You said cantaloupe and...
Cantaloupe, apples.
Apples, okay.
Banana, orange, grapes.
I got you. Yeah, grapes, strawberries. Mm-hmm. Got to go with those two. Plum.
Woo-hoo,
you
plum
give me a plum
good.
On the right day, brother. Come on now.
Yeah.
I've become this past year a big fan of blackberries.
Blackberries solid.
And then banana. Okay. Yeah, those are my five there. But that orange is not getting that time.
Not getting
five,
up
man.
There.
It's too much work.
Yeah.
Your apple is you're eating it immediately. Your grapes you're eating immediately.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're eating your banana with a slice.
Yeah.
But that orange is taking you too much work.
It's not the easiest.
It's citric acid.
Yeah. It's
orange.
Not. It's definitely not the easiest.
Get out of here, man.
I'm just. It's easy in the sense that it's already pre-sliced, and that's what I like about it.
You don't just bite into orange like an apple.
No, you pull it.
Why don't you just bite into orange like an apple?
Just get in there
because it already has slices.
You already have teeth. What are you trying to say?
Just get
it's
in
like,
there, bro.
It's like so you guys don't break up a Kit Kat. If you get a Kit Kat, you eat it.
Yeah.
As is, like you eat it just like a candy
First
bar.
Of all, I don't eat Kit Kat.
What unless I had a Kit Kat, bro.
if I do eat a Kit Kat, it's literally like singles.
Yeah.
Like it's like the Halloween candy.
But if you've got the four Kit Kats,
I will
that
never
attached,
order that.
You don't break them apart.
Oh no.
I just eat my whole.
Yeah,
you guys are insane.
Gotta get in here.
What does it think is this special? That's what makes
anarchy.
That's why Kit Kat's so trash. Because what makes them special is that you can break them apart. That's so trash. Trash candy,
that
bro.
Kit Kat boy. They still making commercials for Kit Kat.
Give me
Chance, ain't he on a new Kit Kat campaign?
Is. Yeah,
holla at Chance. If somebody know Chance, tell him to holler at us so we can try to get some Kit Kat sponsorship.
If you have a candy bar that you want us to sponsor,
do you break up like Snicker bars? Why do you break?
Because a Kit Kat comes breakable.
See what I'm saying? That's what makes it special.
But all candy could be breakable.
Yeah.
No, but
you just like the periphery lines.
It's got the lines and it doesn't leave a ton behind. Like if you break a Snickers in half, you're gonna get like caramel's gonna kind of come apart and spill out.
You like the cleanliness of the breaking of the Kit Kat.
You know, you keep it clean, you just put it in your mouth.
If it can have a clean break, that's what I'm doing.
Just put it in your mouth.
No, that's not.
Why?
It's not
he wants
it
to work for that orange day. That's what he wants to work for.
Goodness gracious. All right.
Let's keep moving.
Next topic. All right. So I don't exactly know the background of this video. Dame's going to put it up online tomorrow. But essentially, Cowboys game, there is a young fan that somebody is filming as he watches the cheerleaders. And the face that he makes, I can only describe as just – dumb surprised kid face. Maybe that's, I don't know, if you're around kids, you know this face where he's just mouth wide open.
It's an honest face.
It's a very honest face.
That's what I love about kids.
It's a very honest, so his jaw just drops and he is staring directly at a cheerleader.
Mm-hmm.
Just all subtlety is gone. I mean, do you guys have a better description?
Just honest face. Just kid saw something, he's like, hey, I like what I see here.
This is what I like.
And just was like, hey, my face will act accordingly. There's no like tact. Kids are what I love about kids. They just kind of let you know what's exactly going on. What kids and old people. They're just like, here's what I'm thinking right now. My godson the other day came up to me. He said, Uncle Dave, what's up with your hair? It was like poking at my hair. And like the whole day I was like, I know I'm supposed to go to the barbershop. He's not supposed to know I was supposed to go to the barbershop and have some stuff done. But I was like, you know what? Everybody should have that. It's like a little 4-year-old just to like let you know what's either right or wrong with you. You know, I appreciate that. This reminds me of, like, we talked about before, mm-hmm. of Al Horford back in the day when Al Horford played with the Hawks, his little brother. Yeah. And he saw that cheerleader and he like dropped the faces and like made weird faces. Yeah. I mean,
these are teacher moments. And yeah. I say that because when I was in China and there were Chinese people there who weren't in the city, like they were also traveling to Shanghai for the first time, which mm-hmm. is, you know, a very international, diverse city. And you don't see something ever. Mm-hmm. And then when you see it for the first time,
yeah.
you don't know what to do. Like, if I ever see a unicorn, right, I'm just like, what is this, right? So that moment.
Okay.
Now, I'm going to assume this guy, this boy, I don't know, he looks like he maybe could be between 10 and 12.
Yeah.
He's seen an attractive young lady. I'm going to assume that. I'm going to assume. Maybe sure. not as attractive as he thought she was.
Right.
Maybe not in the attire that she was wearing. So that's a teachable moment where you got to have a nice granny slap him in the back of his head.
Oh, no.
You know what I'm saying? I'm like, boy, put that tongue back in your mouth. You know what I'm saying? And then he got to move on because he's standing. She's literally like a flick away.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? She out here working, trying to provide for her family, doing what she needs to do in the attire that they gave her to wear. Mm-hmm. And so that's a teachable moment right there. That's a teachable moment.
I remember... yeah, maybe it was slapping the back of head by grandma. I remember my dad tells me a story when I was a kid. I believe it was, I had a moment like that,
mm-hmm.
but it was like, I was watching TV. It wasn't like a live person. It was me watching TV. I think it's like 4 or 5. And it was, Christy Yamaguchi. Like he says, I just like stood up and like started going toward the TV and was just like, what is this? And he said, he kind of looked at me. He was like, my man, like, just like very proud of like,
knowing, like, having good,
yeah. He's like, oh, okay. I see what you, it was like hair. And like, I think my brother was like in Vogue. Like he just walked, we both, and then he just walked toward the TV. All I'm saying is that at 12 though, just mm-hmm. getting 12,
mm-hmm.
you can't, this is a good lesson in learning. Like instead of smacking him back in the head, mm-hmm. I would say, young man, mm-hmm. I also see what you see. Let me show you how to see it and not look ridiculous. Yes. That's the goal. We all gonna see stuff in our life that we all like gonna see to stuff see. In life. But the goal is to be respectful about it. And not, because there's something respectful about not lingering.
Can't linger.
We're going to see what we're going to see.
You can't hold, baby. Just a boop.
Yeah.
Just can't see.
And also, listen, sometimes it's okay. Listen, maybe I'm wrong. I might be in the minority.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you get a little greedy with the look.
Mm.
You know? And that's the cat and mouse game you play.
The cat and mouse
You
know?
You're like, how long can I before I get noticed that I'm looking?
I think when your side of your mouth get moist, I think that's when you got to get out of there.
Whenever you got to
get your thumb.
Yeah, hold on.
Like, all right, okay. Oh, yeah. Who was that? Yo, who was that skunk nobody talks about enough?
Pepe Le Pew?
That boy right there.
A little bit creepy.
I don't think Pepe Le Pew works in 2018.
Yes, yeah.
He has been reported to HR. Shut that down.
Leave her alone.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I saw that the other day. I was like, how is this on TV?
Yeah.
Also, she's a cat.
Was she a cat?
She was a cat. That was.
I thought she was a fellow skunk.
Well, that was part of the joke.
Oh.
He thought she was a skunk. At some point, she would always get some sort of paint spilt on her.
Good old spank.
To get the white stripes
with the paint. They always use paint.
They use paint. for some reason fell on you but never dripped off.
Never.
No,
never.
Just stayed there.
Always perfect lines.
Perfect lines.
You know what? I'm just going to fall right here under this white paint down this strip to make it look like a cat. And I'm going to touch you immediately so that the paint doesn't even get on me.
Not
it's Insta-dry in the 1960s.
Yeah. I just like that he was French, too. Even back then, they were like, French are kind of creepy.
Yeah, that joint was disrespectful. It was crazy. Very creepy stuff happened.
Do you remember your first crushes?
Ooh.
Oh yeah, I mean, I used to have a list,
like before. Names of like actual people or like
no,
celebrities.
We don't
put names out here in the streets.
We don't need to do actual
somebody
people.
Friend of a friend.
Yeah, we can just. Do you remember your first celebrity or TV character crush?
I remember real life crushes, man. I ain't gotta go there for.
Yeah,
right. I go to celebrities, but I know real life crushes.
That's
who
we're saying.
My soul.
We're saying real life crushes, right?
You talking about real life crushes?
I didn't want to name names.
Not naming names
for real life crushes. So we can keep a celebrity if you want to name names for celebrity crushes.
But a real life crush. When was the first
time? I do real life crush. I had a crush on a girl.
Okay.
I don't remember her last name. Her name was Kristen.
Boom.
And what sucks about it is I had a crush on her, and it was around the time my sister was about to be born.
No.
And my parents asked for a name. And I was like, what about Kristen? To this day. And that is her name now. To this day. Like, I think it was maybe in the last couple years that I let people know, like, this is why I said Kristen.
Bruh.
And everybody was like, you did. My sister was like, you named me after some random little white girl? And I was like,
She's a little white girl?
Yeah. I was in Christian school. It was no bull. Yeah. Some random little white girl.
Kristen.
My sister's name. Right, every time I see her, I'll throw my flag.
Hilarious.
That's
what you got, Nate?
I'm throwing a flag. I remember our babysitter, Kirsten.
Kirsten.
I had a huge crush on her.
How old are you when she's babysitting you?
Five.
Okay.
Five-ish.
Okay.
Elementary school age.
Sure.
And I remember we were playing the game of life one time, and she joked that she was married to me. And I quit.
This is a precedent. From a young age,
I can't handle this joy.
Bubble match, I'm out.
I remember panicking because she put the little blue guy in her car, and she's like, "Oh, my husband looks just like you, Nathan," or something like that. And I was like, "My stomach hurts.
I gotta go. I need help.
I just went to bed.
I need help.
Oh man,
Maria, I don't know how to handle feelings, Maria." Went upstairs, dry heat for a little bit. Start touching his pillow weird. Yeah, hey, yo, I gotta get out of here.
What kind of ring does she want?
Can I take off my shirt?
This might be a socks off.
My nipples
off
need to breathe.
Bro, he quit the game.
And that's early. You get married very early in the game of life. Like 50.
The other kid is just like, let's see where this goes. Then he's like, I'm out. I can't take this.
Like fifth spin.
We're in the same car.
Oh, man. Ooh. Too close.
Don't touch my leg. That's not the steering wheel. Do not touch my leg.
Hands up.
I'm just trying to move the stick.
Yeah.
Get out of here with me in your windows.
Oh, no.
Get out of here. I still eat glue. Get out of here.
How old is she?
I need to look it up because there's like that John Mulaney joke, like getting babysat by a 13-year-old at 8 or something like that. I'm sure she was high school.
She had to be at least high school.
Yeah, at least high school. I mean, Sarah, my older sister, she's 2 years older than I am.
Oh, okay.
So you got to think she's probably a handful of years older than Sarah.
Yeah, yeah.
To babysit.
My goodness.
Yeah, I remember that so clearly.
I had tons of crushes.
Oh, I stayed with crushes.
My brother's like, yo, I can't keep. I just be like, my brother be like, yo, who you like this week? Like, it'd be random stuff. Be like, man, you seen that girl from that Kentucky Fried Chicken video? That one time we seen back in '97? Like, man, she was looking good. What is she like?
That was a good time.
I'm terrible. I know I'm bad.
Let's keep it moving here. We're going to get right into the first 2018 Nate Hayes, but real quick, we're going to take a quick break. All right, we are back. The first annual 2018.
Wait, the inaugural.
The inaugural. Is that the better word for it?
I think we're both wrong.
I think we're both wrong here. Trying to use an A word, to use a dictionary.
Yeah.
2018.
Just the first one.
Nate Hayes.
Of the year.
Trying to do too much.
Right.
Just take it down,
just
bro.
Communicate
just
properly.
Eat your mac and cheese. Just
over here. This is one we don't need salt nor pepper.
Nate, hey, what we hating on this week?
All right, so I'm not a huge fan of New Year's Eve. I know, I feel like I've talked about that before, that how New Year's Eve is always a letdown. Nobody really has fun.
Mm-hmm.
You just want people to think that you're having fun on New Year's Eve. So I didn't do anything last night. It was great. It was actually one of the best New Year's Eves I've ever had. The problem is people don't have any firework etiquette. I think that's the issue. First of all, I don't think fireworks should be a New Year's thing. That's not, I don't know what we're celebrating. Like, it's at 4th of July, I get it. Like, why? I get it at 4th of July because it's fireworks. It's,
what are you saying?
Fireworks and 4th of July go hand in hand.
Because?
Because that's how it's always been. And it's, and it's,
you need a reason.
you don't need a reason. The you rocket, do. The rocket's red glare.
I was about to, like, say, that's, it's right there in front
that's,
of you.
That's part of it. So, yeah, 4th yes. of July, I'm fine with fireworks. And also, I feel like at 4th of July, it ends at an appropriate time. I think everybody decides we're going to do fireworks from, like, 8 o'clock to 10. New Year's Eve, people don't care. There were fireworks going off till like 3 or 4 a.m. last night. And after about 1:30, every single one made me jump. And it was miserable. Every single one. Because you hear them in the distance. You're like, pop, pop, pop. Okay, those are fireworks probably. And then somebody behind Dan's house had those screamers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that all of a sudden starts happening. Just 2 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
2 a.m. I'm hanging out. I'm playing video games. I'm thinking this is probably going to be my last game of Madden
because
I'm responsible.
There we go.
And then just pop. I was like, that scared me. Let's keep playing. Like, it's four times in a row I jumped, and I was so it's the first time I've ever thought about calling in a complaint.
There you go.
You hear this? And I didn't because I'm like, you
but
can't
you thought about
you
it.
Can't do that until you're like
27-8 doesn't. I'm about to say 35-8 calls.
35-8 call at like 9:30. It was like, this is ridiculous. Like, nothing good happens after 10.
I love how he would have called the police, who are within a rock's throw. You would have called the police on a noise problem when you're a rock throw.
It was so ridiculous.
That might be the whitest thing you've ever done if you get that would be the single. That'd be why I didn't have bland mac and cheese you ate. If you called the police for a noise complaint on New Year's Eve.
In Grant Park.
Literally 10 feet from the police. Like, they don't hear it too.
It was bad. It wasn't good.
Like,
they
heard it, you heard it, and they could be like, hey, shut that down. But they didn't. So you basically, if you called the police, you'd be like, hey, man, y'all must not be hearing this thing that I'm hearing.
Let me help y'all out.
Or you guys aren't, I mean, they're not trying to sleep because they're on duty, so.
Or it's not a problem.
Not a problem for them because they have equipment and stuff.
You know, you're at the house with a wolf and you're trying to watch TV and play a video game at the same time.
Jeez.
With a mac and cheese entree, you know. Too much going on in your day.
Marley was uneasy, and so that made me a little nervous too, that she kept pacing. And I'm just like, I don't like this. I just think 12:30, fireworks should stop.
Mm.
I get if you want to bring in the new year with fireworks, which is already just dumb because the new year, like, you didn't do anything. What are you celebrating?
A new year.
New Year's happening whether you celebrate or not. So what's the point?
So 4th of July.
No, but the 4th of July, like, 4th of July was something you celebrate that's been accomplished.
What'd you accomplish?
Independence.
Did you?
So, I'm saying,
no,
like,
no. Back it up. Who got independence on the 4th of July?
We're talking about real issues in 2018, baby.
So who got independence on the 4th of July, 1776?
Not too many people.
A few people.
A few. A good number did.
Everybody did not. Everybody did not.
What does independence mean?
What does independent mean? Ooh, hey now.
So America was invented.
Invented? What is this?
It was invented.
It's a ShamWow? It was invented? It wasn't invented. America's was here.
Yeah,
we were calling America.
The country, the United States of America.
The United States of America
was invented. But I'm saying that didn't that wouldn't have happened unless people made it happen. The new year is happening no matter what.
So
what
is Christmas?
What are you celebrating?
Put up a light.
It's just no, but lights are different than fireworks.
No,
you're literally just shooting noise.
Let's go back to the more important thing.
Yes.
Because the United States of America, you know what? Didn't need to be created.
Facts.
Oh, I don't think he knows history.
I don't think he does.
You know people
history.
Are already here.
Yes, people are already here.
Okay. With land and living, there's another flag because we got to talk about our people here in these streets. So there was no reason to create a United States of America. Yeah. There's already people here living on land.
Living here good.
Yep. Anybody wrong with that?
Does that sounds make sense? Accurate to me.
if I walk into your house and be like, hey, this is the Sumner's house. I'm like,
wait, no, we live here already, but we get
mail here.
Well, I understand, but I'm going to make it a little better. I want to have a backsplash that's kind of blue and red to pop my eyes.
Right.
I understand I want to have a stairway that goes downstairs to a water slide. You're like, well, you know, we kind of like these little more grassroots here. No. Here's a disease. Move around, all right?
This will slow you out. This will slow you down. That cough doesn't sound too good, does it?
Here's a horse. Beat it, buddy. Yeah. I hear what you're saying.
This is interesting.
Oh, boy.
This
is interesting.
Because you're right. You know, no one did anything. You're very right about this. People just took stuff.
The British were defeated.
Oh, yeah. The British were defeated.
And then another monster arose.
The real monster.
The real monster.
You ever watch a movie, you be like, oh, this is the bad guy. And you be like, oh, this ain't the bad guy at all.
We have messed that up.
That was the small boss. Get back and Bowser's like 12 feet tall. You're like, oh, shoot. I thought it was just a little ghost. Nah, bro. Bowser's a monster, bro.
So 4th of July is what?
Hilarious. That's what it is. It's hilarious.
It's hilarious.
So next topic.
Let's get it. Created.
NBA legend Jerry West is in the news again. The logo of the NBA decided to talk. TMZ.com reported, Jerry West said, quote, it's about high time to get more black owners in pro sports. So I would say I think we all agree with that. Is Jerry behind on this? Or is he the right person to kind of be the flagship to get more black owners into sports?
Who else would it be? Somebody black? Well, how?
I mean, yeah, I think being successful, one thing, I don't think he's an owner, right?
He's not.
He's a president.
He's a president. Jerry West ain't got money like that. All right, them salaries were not that big back then.
I knew.
Jerry West probably had to work at a car dealership in the offseason. That's real. I'm just being real. That's probably maybe a thing. I don't know.
Yeah, so we've got, I don't think are there any black owners right now in sports?
Michael Jordan.
Is he a majority? He's a majority?
Mm-hmm.
I believe so.
So Jordan, a majority owner.
I couldn't give you three.
Yeah,
I don't know personally three. Not saying there aren't.
Let's do sports. Baseball, no. Basketball, Jordan. Football, no.
No.
And everything else, I don't care.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Those are the main three we need to talk about right now.
So,
the answer is Jerry was with the hot take from 1999.
Listen, this is the. I will say this on microphone, say this on record. Proudest I've ever been in West Virginia.
Hey. Is he from West Virginia?
He is.
There
I
is.
Think
Jerry West
out
here.
He's from Cabin Creek.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Proudest I've ever been in West Virginia. I mean, I think it's important that he's, I mean, I don't know what you can do about it, but I do think it's important for people who recognize an issue who might not say he's a representative of the problem, but people who are connected to the problem, take a voice and say, hey, this might be an issue. You know, just because representation means something.
As well as leveraging the sense of he is the logo, he's a legend, he's a Hall of Famer. You know what I'm saying? So also using that voice and speaking out, not just privately as well. I mean, it's just, you know, we know this, but again, taking steps. If we're taking actions, take actions. And so I'm all about people taking actions. Use what you do have. Use your voice. Use your reach. Use your network. Help people get job opportunities. Help them get interviews. So, you know, I'm all about that for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know what the process would be to get black owners into sports. Maybe
they have a lot of money.
So yeah, obviously money.
Give them an opportunity.
The opportunity, but now that there's waiting lists, right?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that how it works?
It is how it works.
So. So
you got to change the way that you do the waiting list.
I think you have to change the way you do the waiting list. Because I'm sure there's a lot of people who are newly rich. But you might be 15th on the waiting list behind 10 people that have had money since 1950.
Right.
So, of course, they're going to have...
So you got to get rid of them. You got to put them at the bottom of the list.
I think you have to find a way to either reshuffle the list or just don't have a waiting list. Whoever's the best. I understand that seems very simplistic.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, that's problems with that. Because what is the best? What is the best? And what are the metrics?
Outside of the money offer, right.
What are the metrics for the best? And pretty sure whoever's designing the best doesn't have... They're not including other people other people's definition of the best.
Yeah. So, it's a very large Jenga puzzle to put together for sure.
I think it's just good Jerry West is just saying it.
Oh no, for sure. That's what I'm saying. Like that action taken for it and saying it out loud.
Yeah.
With the leverage and the platform that he does have and the reputation that he has and the connectability that he has with the past are all positive steps.
What sporting franchises are easier to own? Like NFL, NBA,
like Big Four?
I mean, football I feel like is the most difficult to own.
You really have that vice, I think baseball, because it's so connected with the past.
No, I'm what difficult. I just mean like how much money is
involved. Okay.
Yeah, I literally just mean how much money.
Oh, I don't know. That's a good question.
I think I want to say I feel like basketball is the most expensive right now.
Is
the
it?
The last team that got bought was the Clippers.
Uh-huh. Right? How much did they go for?
I want to say it was like $2.2 billion.
Oh,
how much? Well, no, the Panthers are being sold for $1 billion or something.
Okay.
At least $1 billion.
So I'm going to say football is the most difficult because the Panthers aren't
it's
necessarily.
Currently the it's currently the number one sport in America.
Right.
So it should be the most difficult.
So it's
difficult.
Probably football. Mm-hmm. How much did Magic buy the Dodgers for? Was it like $900 million?
Something crazy.
Or 1.5 something?
You know, everybody,
I think everybody's just like,
just go buy a soccer team. Somebody, Diddy could just buy a soccer team tomorrow.
Diddy should buy a soccer
just
team.
Just buy a soccer team tomorrow.
Having Sean John.
Boom.
Running out there.
That's it.
Breakaway shiny suits to go out there.
The Sean John Shakers.
Sean John Shakers.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. The Diddy Boppers.
Oh, come on, somebody.
Yeah, we could do that.
That's it. The Sean John Shiny Suit Man.
Shiny Suit Man.
So, yeah, MLS teams are worth about $185 million.
Diddy, you can do that.
Bruh.
So, the Seattle Sounders are the most valuable team, and they're $285 million.
Man, come
okay.
on.
Okay.
So then it goes down after that.
So what's the most difficult? Does it say which one's the hardest?
I can't really figure out.
I got you.
But I feel like NBA, NFL, and even baseball, you're going to be in the billions total.
Yeah,
I think even Magic had a team.
Yeah.
That was buying the Dodgers.
He did.
Yeah, he wasn't going to buy it individually.
I mean, I know that sounds silly to say, but $185 million doesn't sound like a ton.
Well, we're talking about billionaires.
Yes,
we're talking about
Diddy is the most recent person, black person, talking about owning anything.
Right.
He's worth $850, almost $900 million.
Mm-hmm.
So that's not like you know.
No.
Yeah. He could be a majority.
And you're finna turn that and flip that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So if you say I'm willing to put into this, make it even better, then you know that money's finna come back around.
Mm.
So it's interesting to see. We'll see if anybody else alongside him comes up and says something as well.
They won't. And that's okay.
It is, because that is nothing new. That's it. 1776. Let's keep it moving here.
Fireworks. Fireworks.
X-Bills.
But what is Juneteenth?
Nobody knows.
No one knows.
Well, you know, it's a time when people had an opportunity to. No. Nobody knows.
Yeah. That's on the bonus episode.
Ex Bulls player Marquise Teague, brother of Jeff Teague for the Timberwolves, was kicked off a plane recently because he was falsely accused of stealing blankets from people in first class. I'm not even going to go further into the headline because that's already enough for me to tickle my fancy. So obviously he's in coach like a respectable person living his life. I'm not sure what he's doing right now, if he's playing ball overseas or if he's just living life, you know what I'm saying? But he gets kicked off of a plane because he was falsely accused to be found out that he was not stealing blankets. Now, a couple things on this that makes it interesting for me. One is airlines off top need to do better. It was not a good year for airlines. I forget which airline, I think it was American, had drugged the Asian man, Bleedy. He was bloody. I think it was American. I don't want to disrespect American if it wasn't you. I think that's what you're using the phrase. I think.
Yes. United sued for slander.
Was it United?
I think it's United sounds right.
One of the big dogs. And then it was another situation. What was that other situation with the airline? Somebody else had to get thrown off. It was a couple situations where airlines were handling things poorly. So that's one. So they definitely need to continue to improve in that aspect. Two, the last two flights I've been on, I've been able to have an optionally free blanket. I don't know if that's because I was on Spirit and Frontier, and I was like, we need to do better. Take this blanket.
Do better?
I haven't had bad experiences with Spirit Airlines. So if you want to sponsor me privately, Spirit, holler at me.
My sister just bought a ticket to go somewhere on Spirit, and I wept for her.
Well, you've had a bad experience with Spirit?
Never flown Spirit. Y'all know me.
I do know you.
I will be like, I will spend the extra,
extra
50, whatever it is, to be more comfortable.
Sure. So, and are you talking about just only seat wise? Or just more than the service?
Seat, service, all of that.
So like, I haven't had any bad experience. I know many people have. It's similar to people feel like Megabus of the air, whatever. But only speaking for my personal self, I've written on it at least 5 times. You ever roll spirit?
No.
5 times. Went just a couple weekends ago. Not a couple weekends ago, but maybe a couple months ago with my wife to the north. We rolled spirit, and we didn't have any problems. So, not saying people are lying, because they're the majority,
right,
but for myself personally. Anyway, he steals the blankets. How crazy is it? Is it crazy? It's kind of crazy. Somebody lied. It's overblown. What's going on here?
First thing I thought when I saw that he, you know, they thought they were only giving blankets to first class, and he wasn't on first class. I was like, I'd be mad, man. My brother just signed like a $60 million contract or whatever, and he came front like, hey, bro, I need a, you know, plane ticket.
Come on.
You know I'm not in the league like you.
Come on.
Like, how you got your brother out here and coach? And you rich.
$60 million.
Out here. Probably more than $60 million. I don't know, honestly. But he's probably made close to $100 million
probably
in his career.
Made close to $100 million in a career.
Right. And he out here just not.
Talking about Jeff Teague specifically.
Jeff Teague, his brother, Jeff Teague.
Minnesota Timberwolves.
And he's just not going, like.
Throw your extra $150
to get that
first class.
To get you out.
Yeah.
You know, like, come on, man. Look out. Secondly, though, who's. Did they stop the flight? I heard they stopped the flight.
I didn't hear that. They stopped? Like they landed abruptly somewhere
or
else?
Or something, like he was. It was some. I think it was something more to the story. You know, y'all know we don't really care. But the point is, who cares? Stewardess person, if someone, what you got? He got some kind of privilege. And coach, get out of here. If he cold, let him. You know, listen. I don't know. That's just weird. Like, that's one of those. I'm gonna call the police because of fireworks on
no,
first.
No, it's not.
It is. They're family. I'm gonna call
they're definitely cousins.
They're
at
cousins
worst.
At worst. I'm gonna call the police. Yeah, on fireworks on the first.
It was American Airlines.
It was American Airlines.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. And yeah, it's ridiculous to think that someone took their job so seriously that they were like, "Does he have a blanket? Wait, is he not in first class? Nah, I gotta do my job." Like, they're upset and they have to go complain about a blanket. Who was, unless somebody was complaining to him about him having a blanket, shut up. You in the sky. No one cares.
Also, if you're not allowed to have a blanket, just take the blanket back. If that's really a rule, let's just say he stole a blanket from, let's live in that.
Not to cut you off real quick.
No,
the flight was operated by Envoy Air. I guess that's maybe a brother of American. Two first class passengers gave the players
right,
their blankets.
They gave them the blanket.
As they headed to their seats in coach. A black flight attendant accused the two men of theft and forced them off the plane before even it flies. So it never even got in the air.
Yeah.
As that was the kind of the timeline of how it went down.
So much wrong with that.
Oh boy.
Who taking their job that seriously? Like, really? There's a blanket in my cabin.
Hilarious. All right, Nate, go back in there. I just want to add a little more meat to that muscle.
That, I mean, that changes a lot.
I think Nate is shocked, like most of us, that it was a black school.
Hey, man.
Hey, yeah.
Look, it's the time where we live. You assume certain things.
You assume the worst of white people, didn't
I did,
you?
And I apologize.
Yeah.
To my race.
Yeah, you apologize, but then still don't talk about 4th of July.
So you created.
It's not going to apologize for genocide, but these blankets. And assuming y'all was the evil ones withholding these blankets, I sincerely apologize. But that genocide was part of how this country
what
came
if the
about.
Other passenger was black too?
Yeah, black people knowing black people thing. Like, hey, you cold, bro? Yeah, it's a little chilly up here. Here you go, man.
Take this big dog.
Is they doing that blanket?
It's probably that character off Django, that Samuel Jackson.
Django. It was Samuel Jackson.
You getting on blankets?
Yeah.
Hilarious. Let's keep it moving.
Next topic.
Nate apologized for blankets, not genocide.
Next topic.
That's the title of this.
That's
one.
Not the title of this. That's
well,
not
where genocide
Nate,
reigns.
That's not the
Nate,
title.
Blanket apologist / not genocide apologist.
Local comedian and pro genocidal dude. Apologizes for blanket theft. Coming up at 10.
You apologizing for the wrong blankets, brother.
We don't.
4th of July enthusiasts. <says that. laughs> What are Native Americans really? I'm done. We gotta keep moving.
We gotta keep moving.
It's all right. Next topic. College football playoffs are happening today. Georgia, Oklahoma, Clemson, Alabama. Those are the matchups. We're excited. I think it'll be fun as Georgia fans. What are y'all most excited about?
For it to be over. Stop. I don't like the fact that a team that I care about. Listen, I've been saying this for in the whole NFL season. Now that the Falcons are in the playoffs, I'm saying this about Georgia. Y'all not gonna hurt me again. I refuse to be attached to any of this. This is how bad I think it is. My brother said, "What do you think is gonna happen?" Right? He asked me, and I said, "In typical the state of Georgia fashion, they're gonna lose terribly." And I was like, "What's the way I've never seen a team lose?" I'm predicting this now. Georgia's gonna lose on a last second field. Like they could have won the game on a field goal.
Goodness.
But it's literally gonna get blocked like a basketball. They're gonna be some weird kid that can jump very high. He's gonna block it with his fingertips, and he's gonna block a field goal by a Georgia kicker, and gonna lose by like two.
All right. Yeah. I mean, Georgia's hurt me before. I guess that's the thing. I think Georgia's the better team. I think Georgia's better than Oklahoma. But again, I've seen this happen before, and yeah, I'm not gonna let him break my heart either. I'm excited. I'll watch the game, but I think getting here is just a win. Kirby Smart, I think his job was pretty safe, but I think going to the playoffs, what, second or third year,
his job wasn't in trouble.
I don't think it was in trouble, but I think just having this accomplishment so early will save his job when he is in trouble, if that time ever comes, if that makes sense. People will lean on this when he has a rough season.
Yeah, but I don't think save is the right word, but I get what you're saying.
I hear you. I think, long story short, I think Georgia pulls it off over OU. Me and my son will get a chance to watch a little bit of it today. It's going to be a close one, I think, but I think Georgia's going to get a chance to get a big win. And then on the flip side, I think Clemson is going to lose in the rematch. I know Bama's been wanting Clemson for a while to get back at them. So I think Bama and Georgia are going to be in the championship game. And then all the stress and anxiety will be on the house of Georgia to finally pull it out. Oh, it's been a long while, right? So we'll see, though. I'm not going to give out any predictions because we could talk about that when it gets closer, too.
Yeah.
But it should be a fun day for sure.
Saban's the most dangerous coach in the nation when you give him time. And he's had plenty of time.
They gave him time and motivation.
Yeah.
Because they weren't supposed to get in. They're playing with house money.
Yeah.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? Like, this is a very dangerous Alabama team.
After he's the one that I want to say either last year or 2 years ago.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
said
yeah.
Said you shouldn't get into the playoffs if you don't win your conference.
He did say that a couple years
Interesting.
Ago.
Interesting.
So. But he ain't saying that right now, though.
Nope. I'm surprised nobody brought it up like that.
Somebody on the low did. It wasn't big enough, though, for it to get to attention. But I'm sure
somebody had to. What was his response?
He probably shrugged it off.
Why you bringing up O's?
We're in the future.
Yeah, we're in the future, baby. What you talking about?
Has it ever happened to y'all before, quick, where you say something and then you benefit from it and you're like, ugh.
Oh, yeah, that's kind of like most of marriage.
Oh. Oh, I remember Skullfest when I was in Skullfest.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, man, this competition is stupid. I didn't get the top whatever. I was like, this competition is stupid. Mm. There's no way. Even if you get in from the whatever.
Set list tournament
is stupid. Mm-hmm. Nobody's getting in. I won set list, and I was like, oh. Look at me in this thing. And then I used honor and used brand new jokes thinking I was being honorable. Stupid. When you get an opportunity, God opens the door. I'm going to end this. Don't ask no questions when God gives you the opportunity. Just go there and take what it gave you.
Come on now.
Take what God gave you.
Over here doubling down on self.
Down. Hey, I gotta
put your faith in you.
Come on now. I'm out here being prideful. No,
I'm just going to go ahead and just run with something that's true to my heart.
True to my heart. God's like, I gave it to you on a silver platter. And I knocked that platter on the ground and ate from the ground. That's what I did, essentially.
Oh, my goodness. Let's keep moving. Let's get to the last topic of the first podcast of the year. Cornerback, Kansas City Chiefs, Marcus Peters had already one of the best interviews. A lot of humility. I think we can relate to a lot of it as comedians. Let's take a listen to it right now, then we'll break it down.
DBC in London.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, nice to meet you, sir.
Nice to meet you, too.
Marcus, well, you...
Appreciate it.
Marcus, were you actually shocked how much they were trying to attack and go at you tonight?
Man, hell no. They wasn't attacking me. I killed my damn self. You feel me? I should have kept backpedaling on that first touchdown. You feel me? Got a little push in the back, but shit, it's the game of football. You feel me? I came out and I was hella weak today. You feel me? I gave up two tugs. But shit, we came out with the victory, so I'm going to take it as a learning experience. You feel me? We going to chalk it up and go in the meeting room, and then, you feel me, kick back, chill, and relax.
And you caused that fumble at the end of the game, of course, and Justin got that for the touchdown. How do you feel about that?
That made my game go from hella weak to weak. You feel me? So I ain't hella weak. I'm just weak this week. Next week, I'll get back on my shit, though. So, yeah.
What happened on the sideline? So, like, maybe in the crowd?
Oh, you know what happened? I'm finna go get loaded.
So, I like that scale of my game from hella week to week. I think that's great.
That is so Bay Area.
You feel me?
You feel me? Hell week to week. That's so. I'm like, that dude's from Oakland.
Yeah.
I don't. Did we look? Did we notice?
I didn't look up to where he's honestly from. Look that up for us, Anthony. Oh, real quick. He's on the keyboard.
Yeah.
What? The humility though, David. You put a story out the other day on the set, and I think there's not enough honesty in social media. We all know that, right. But like specifically as an artist or even as any type of performer, we'd be like, "Hey, yo, I didn't kill this show. Yo, this show wasn't sold out. It's nine people here, and I did not do great. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?"
Yeah, born January 9th, Oakland, California.
Oh, I knew that. Yeah, I was like, right. Yeah, when tell me when the go comes on, he can't be stopped.
Brother,
you know, he be in church and he gonna wild out at the pastor.
Ain't messing around.
Yeah.
But this humility is needed more. And just in life in general, but even potentially more in the world of social media, just because so much social media is flexing and putting on for others and trying to one up people and not trying to get embarrassed, you know what I'm saying? Because you're looking left and right so much trying to keep up with the Joneses when you don't know that the Joneses' house is burning down as well. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, hey, I didn't perform. I wasn't great. I was hella weak. And then that FOMO got me up and I bumped up to just weak. You know what I'm saying? And we got to move on. And I think for myself, this happened a show Saturday, 8 p.m. show at the Laughing Skull, great venue in the city. But I did a set Thursday, same set. Smash Mouth, right? Just goes very well. I was like, ooh, I'm feeling good. So good, I listened to it on the way home. Mm. And I was like, that was a good time. Friday, 8 p.m. show, same set, same jokes, same comic, quite different response. And the only good thing that I took out of it to like, all right, this was trash, like decent, you know what I'm saying, or hella week to week, was that I have a new tag for an old bit. I was like, okay, we'll do something to redeem it.
Growth.
So, but that was it. That's all I had, yo. Yeah. Honesty, humility.
Yeah, I'm all for getting rid of cliche sports interviews. We're like, they're a great team. Give them all the credit. You know, we were better than they were. You know, all that stuff. It's like, no, they. If you had a bad game, I like that mentality of I had a bad game. You know, I had a bad game. I know I had a bad game. And also, I'm going to go get loaded tonight.
That part is the part I didn't see that coming. He was like, oh, yeah. I'm about to get loaded.
My man, James Harden, when we go,
with that head there. Yeah.
And go.
The question was, I guess he had some crowd interaction or something. Like, hey, what happened with the crowd? He's like,
I'm about to get loaded.
I'm done with this interview.
Yeah.
A good day. I'm going to use lingo that you don't fully know, and I'm going to get out of here.
I'm about to get loaded. Left everybody sitting confused right now. Loaded. Somebody get Urban Dictionary. What is he saying?
Cornerback with armed and dangerous leaving the venue.
Armed and dangerous leaving the venue. That was good.
It was good. It almost made me like, I'll pull for Kansas City in the playoffs now.
Oh my goodness. Who are they playing? Why not? I forgot who they're playing right now. But
I have no idea about the AFC.
AFC?
No idea.
Yo.
I know Bills, Jacksonville, and Tennessee, I think, all made
the
playoffs.
What a weird time.
Yeah.
Steelers.
I don't know Tennessee was even good.
Chiefs.
No, they're not.
They're decent.
I'm saying by good, I mean in the playoffs.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the AFC South, yo. Got room in there.
I did see, off topic, one guy tattooed AFC South champions. So Tennessee Titans. So a lot of people do that Super Bowl tattoo.
Oh yeah, he put the AFC 2017.
He put a conference title on his arm,
and
it was the Titans. And I'm pretty sure they're a wild card, so it didn't even.
The Jacksonville Jaguars are champions.
I think Jacksonville. Yeah, they won.
Oh,
so he has a conference title championship.
Wrong
on his body.
Damn it! It's a sports team on his body. It's not gloss over the fact that he got. It's not even a player. This is just
no. It's just it's a grown it's man. Logo.
It's a grown man who's like, you know what I like, sweaty man.
You know what I like,
and their accomplishments.
Oh,
and I will
goodness.
Take their accomplishments and put it on my
if
thigh.
I could just have. Oh my goodness. I'm going to put a lot of words that represent other men on my body. That's what I'm going to do. That's it.
Other men's accomplishments.
And I'm going to be wrong.
The greatest accomplishment I ever had was tattooing other men's accomplishments on my body.
You know what the crazy thing is? I even said it wrong. It's a division title.
Ooh,
like, it's not even
a conference.
Yeah, it's not
I said conference.
Right.
No, it's 2017 AFC South champions.
Wrong.
In probably the worst division in football. I mean, they got two
Where's
playoff
the tattoo?
Teams. The tattoo is on his forearm. It's on the outside of his forearm. So if he's showing you the outside of his
He better be a tattoo
forearm.
Artist. Like, I can just go over that.
Something.
He's wearing a neon tank top, so I don't think
can't be trusted.
You know what? It's not a tank top. Cut off sleeves. Does that shock you at all?
Cut off sleeves.
Can't be trusted.
Ain't cut off sleeves is a middle school boy when I used to be hot, yeah. And it is not.
It's not hot.
I feel like this guy just had like a landscaping company take off, and now he just has too much money. He never.
They gave him a very specific life. That I believe.
The landscaping and the cutoff sleeves are dead on. I don't even see him, but I see him.
Yeah, I see him exactly.
And he's just like,
he had a soul patch era. Well, he was like, no, I'm just going to see how it works. I'm going to check it out.
This is just, oh,
he gets camo from Walmart. Yeah. I just see that joke. I see that section.
At one point, he tried to make a homemade camo. I can do that. Just give me some browns and oranges, some browns and some grays. And I can do that. And greens.
Still, my favorite description of camo is Kyle Kinane. He has a joke about honey. He's like, I don't have time to dress up like the woods. Oh, that is so simply beautiful.
That's what the greats do.
But yeah, that's it, guys.
We did it.
We did it.
That's all of our topics. First of the year. Only a few technical difficulties. So huge thanks to Dan already for editing this episode. Because we did not make it easy. But thank you guys so much for being here. We're excited about 2018. Thanks for being there for 2017 and even 2016. If you're one of the original 200 that listened to us that first week, thank you so much. We're excited for the year. Send us your resolutions or what our resolutions.
Send Nate what his resolutions should
be. You don't have to make it personal.
No, make
I would
it
say
about
general
Nate.
Resolutions.
I mean, you can send one for me too, but we all know
you heard how the podcast started.
We all
year.
Know we want to help Nate
that.
Be better.
Come on, man.
What was ours for him? We tell him you can't order chicken tenders no more.
You can't order chicken tenders.
That's not happening. I'm sorry.
I know it's not, but it should. We want you to be better.
My name's Nathan Owens. You can find me on Twitter at @IAM_Owens. Snapchat, Instagram is just I am Owens.
David Perdue, follow me on our website, DavidPerdueComedy.com. More information on all the shows and everything going on.
Get at me on Twitter, DAMONJR @2 for Instagram. Yo, again, we appreciate you guys so much. Check us out on Patreon.com for exclusive content.
Patron.
It's going down this year. We're just trying to let you get on that bandwagon, baby, before it's too late.
4-10 on Instagram.
Rate us. Review us on iTunes. We're trying to get to 100. We got like a month.
We
got to
get that.
Share.
That's it.
#4-10. We'll see you next week.
Holla.
Peace.